Well, Mr. Jackson, a bridge instructor who once tried to teach Jane the game, remembered how badly she played and offered her a job at his school. He wants to teach his pupils by the how-not-to-play bridge system, using Jane as the horrible example. For this, she's to receive $5 an afternoon. This episode takes place in two scenes: Mr. Jackson's private office, and then to the classroom. But first to the office, where we find Jane with Mr. Jackson. Listen.
Now, you understand, Mrs. Ace, that you ought to come up on the platform beside me and play each hand out to the finish. There will be no actual cards. The hands are written out on a blackboard in the classroom. You will take the pointer, and as you bid each hand and play each hand, you will point to each card as you go along. My pupils will take notes on your game, and they can question any play or any bid you make. And you will answer them to the best of your ability, which I know is none too good. And so by pointing out the absurdities of the average woman's game, I hope to teach them the real fundamentals of bridge. Is that clear? Are there any questions you wish to ask?
Yes. Is this dress too long, do you think?
Oh. My dear woman, it makes no difference here. This is not a fashion parade. You're here to play bridge.
I know, but since you told me about all those women that come here, I'm kind of sorry I didn't wear my new navy taffeta with the pocket.
Mrs. Ace, I mustn't lose my temper. Now, do you understand what your duties are here?
I think so.
You're to wait until I explain to the class this new method I'm inaugurating to teach bridge. It's quite revolutionary, you know, and I've notified the newspapers to be here for some publicity stories.
Newspapers? You mean they'll have my name in the paper? Well, I don't want my husband to know about this.
Oh, I've taken care of that. We're not going to use your real name.
Oh, a facetious name, huh?
Yes, we're going to have all the reporters and... What was that?
You mean you'll make up a name?
Yes, you're to be known as Mrs. Average Player.
Mrs. Average Player.
Yes, yes. Mrs. Average Player. Now, you see, you're the average player. You're to play these bridge hands every afternoon as you think they should be played. And my pupils will profit by your bad play. Don't you see?
Yes, but suppose I don't play bad.
Don't worry about that, Mrs. Ace.
Well, I might not. You know, I'll be kind of nervous standing up there in front of all these women, and I might forget all I know and play good.
I wouldn't worry about that, Mrs. Ace. If I didn't think you'd play badly, I wouldn't have hired you. What do you think I'm paying you $5 an afternoon for?
Oh, I'll do the worst I can, Mr. Jackson.
The worst, quite right.
But I mean, accidents might happen, you know.
Well, don't let them happen. Just be yourself.
But I'm not myself. I'm Mrs. Player, you say.
Mrs. Average Player. Don't you get the significance of that name? All you have to know is as little as you knew a month or so ago when I came to your home to teach you bridge. You learned very little those two afternoons.
Well, I wouldn't brag about that, Mr. Jackson. After all, you're a teacher, and you're supposed to teach me something.
I can't do the impossible.
Well, not so loud. Some of those women in there might hear you.
Oh, those women. Yes, yes, yes. We'd better get started. Class begins at 2:00. Come along, Mrs. Ace. Just do that. Good afternoon, ladies. Good afternoon. Will you all kindly be seated? Thank you. That's right. Now, I want to take this opportunity, ladies, to welcome you to the new spring class, and I hope before our session is over, you will all of you know a two-demand bid if ever one walks up to you on the street and says hello. Yes. Well, so much for levity. And now to get down to business. This afternoon, I'm inaugurating a new system of teaching bridge, going on the assumption that those watching a hand played always profess to know more about how it should be played than the person actually playing the hand. I'm going to make all of you bystanders this afternoon, or as you Americans so aptly call it, kibbutzers. Is that the word? Yes. Now, ladies, I have chosen a young woman to represent the average player. In fact, we call her Mrs. Average Player. She will bid and play out a hand of bridge, and you, as my pupils, are at liberty to make notes of her misplays and ask questions as she goes along. Yes. I trust that by watching Mrs. Average Player play a hand, you will recognize her mistakes and so help your own respective games. I assure you that this young woman has not been coached in any way, and she's not seen the hand with which we shall demonstrate this afternoon, and she will play it as only she thinks it should be played. Ladies, may I present Mrs. Average Player.
Thank you.
Right over here, my dear. Here you are. I'll take this pointer.
Oh, and is that the bridge hand you were telling me about?
Yes, that is the hand. Now you proceed to play it. First bid it. We'll say that North dealt. Proceed, please.
What do I do?
North dealt the hand. What would North bid?
North? Which way is North?
That's this hand up here. That's North. Now bid that hand.
Oh, ouch. Let me see. There's hearts, clubs, diamonds, and spades. Oh, that's cute, the way you've got that written out there.
Ladies, Mrs. Everett's player is quite new on the lecture platform. I hope you will forgive any nervousness on her part.
Yes. This is the first time I ever played bridge without cards.
If you had North's hand, Mrs. Everett's player, what would you bid?
Well, let me see. I'd bid a heart, I guess.
No guessing, please. What would you bid?
A heart.
Why would you bid a heart?
Well, because... Who said that?
I did. Why would you bid a heart? You haven't even an opening bid. It takes 2.5 picks to open a hand.
Yes, that's right.
Now, just a moment, ladies. Quiet, please. Quiet, please. I'm quite pleased to see that all of you are on your toes. They're right, Mrs. Everett Player. You haven't an opening bid. You can't bid with that hand.
Well, you told me to bid.
Your bid is a pass.
Bid a pass?
Yes, North must pass. He can't bid. Take the next hand.
But you said the bid, and
the
I did.
The next hand, please. What would West bid?
West? Now, let me see. That's this one. Well, I would bid a heart again. There's 5 hearts.
She's wrong again. West can't bid either. He has 2.5 picks.
West ought to be North's partner. Look at all the hearts they've got.
Yes. Now, go on to the next hand, South. What does South bid?
South, that's down here. Well, I would bid a club.
Wrong again, Mr. Jackson. South bids 2 clubs, showing 5.5 tricks.
Correct. You're wrong, Mrs. Everett's player. Now take East's hand.
Which one is that?
Which one? There's only one left.
Oh, yes, this one. Well, I bid 2 diamonds.
Oh, that's not right. East can't bid with that hand, especially after a 2-demand bid.
Correct. You're wrong again, Mrs. Everett's player.
I am. Pretty good, huh?
Yes. Now, we'll proceed. South has bid 2 clubs, forcing his partner to bid. What does North bid now?
Oh, no, you can't get me on that one again. North passes.
Wrong again. North must bid.
Well, I wish you'd make up your mind.
But he has a trick and a half. He must show his partner those 5 hearts to the ace 10.
That's right. He bid 2 hearts.
Correct. North bids 2 hearts.
But before you said he couldn't even bid 1 heart.
But his partner has forced him to bid by making an original bid of 2 clubs.
Oh, what's so original about that? I've heard of a lot of people bidding 2 clubs.
ladies, please, I must have your attention. Quiet, please, ladies, quiet. Thank you. Now, suppose we let Mrs. Everett's player go out and bid the hand until the bidding is over. You take notes, meanwhile, and be prepared to ask questions when she's through. All right. No more interruptions now. Proceed, Mrs. Everett's player.
Now, where was I?
North has just bid 2 hearts. Proceed to West.
Oh, yes. West passes, and then South bids 3 clubs, and then East passes, and North bids 3 hearts. Then West doubles 3 hearts, because he's got all these hearts here. Then South bids 4 clubs. East passes. North bids 4 hearts. West doubles again. It's getting exciting, isn't it? Then South bids 5 clubs. Then East passes. Then North bids 5 hearts. And West just sits there doubling all the time. And then South bids 6 clubs, and East passes. And then, I'm getting dizzy. North bids 6 hearts, but West passes this time because he's afraid that maybe North has got a good hand, so he doesn't double it. And South passes because it's not doubled, and East passes, and North bids, North's through bidding. Everybody's through, and so am I.
I agree. Any questions, ladies? Just raise your hands. This lady, please.
Yes, I'd like to ask Mrs. Everett's player just how long she's been playing bridge.
Oh, I've been playing bridge ever since I was married.
Oh, a newlywed.
A newlywed? Oh, no. I've been married 8 years. I guess it's these new short skirts that make everybody look younger.
I'd like to see Mrs. Everett's player play that hand for 6 cards.
I'd like to see her make it.
I'd like to see her. I'd like to play bridge with Mrs. Everett's player for a living.
Quiet, please, ladies, quiet. Now, I hope you will all profit by these mistakes. I'm quite proud of this new system. I feel it's going to work out to everybody's advantage. Now, Mrs. Everett's player, How would you play the hand?
Oh, yes, play the hand. Now, well, let me see. Who plays first?
North has the bid for six cards. West plays first.
Oh, yes, West. Well, I play the four of diamonds first.
Why do you play the four of diamonds?
Why? Well, I don't know. I always play the first card on my right when I don't know exactly what to play.
Now, your attention, please, ladies. Your attention, please. Now, Mrs. Average Player is going to play out the hand. We must have your attention. Proceed, please. You play the four of diamonds. There's the ace and the queen on the board. Off you go.
Well, I put the ace on.
Why don't you finesse and put on the queen?
Finesse? Oh, I never finesse. It makes me nervous.
What? Makes you nervous? Why, what do you mean?
Well, it makes me nervous wondering if the finesse is going to work or not, so I just don't finesse.
Oh, well, I never played it like that.
Now, attention, please. Quiet, ladies. We must have quiet. Ladies, if you please. Thank you. I think that should conclude the first part of our lesson. From now on, I'll take charge. Now, I hope you've learned a little from Mrs. Everett's player, and I hope you will come to know her and love her as I do.
Well, thank you.
Because, after all, Mrs. Everett's player is merely a composite picture of all of you ladies before taking my course. He will be a part of our lesson every afternoon, somebody you can shout your objections at and give vent to your knowledge of the game. I think Mrs. Everett's player deserves a little round of applause for her appearance here. How about it, ladies?
Thank you. Did y'all really like
yes,
it?
Yes, quite this, my dear. Quite atrocious.
Thank
yes,
you.
It was quite loud.
Thank
I
you.
Never would have believed you.
Thank you.
Jane took a lot of abuse, but she served Mr. Jackson's purpose. We learn how Mr. Ace takes to it when next we meet the Easy Aces.